This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Democratic and Republican legal teams have made their final pitches in the Trump impeachment trial. A vote in the Senate is expected later this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The president's lawyers argue the impeachment is aimed at overturning the last election and interfering in this November's, and it's not up to the Senate to pick the commander-in-chief.
Leave it to the voters to choose their president.
But lead House impeachment manager Adam Schiff mocked White House counsel Pat Cipollone's argument.
He's guilty as sin, but can't we just let the voters decide?
Schiff says no, because they know the president cheated to win one election and will do it again.
100%.
It takes a two-thirds vote to remove the president, meaning his acquittal is all but certain in the GOP-led Senate come Wednesday. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China is accusing the United States of whipping up panic over the fast-spreading coronavirus with travel restrictions and evacuations. The death toll in China rose to 361 on Monday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports the pandemic is having an impact on China's benchmark stock index.
China's stock market suffered its worst drop in nearly 5 years on Monday as the virus hit mainland reopened its exchanges for the first time since the Lunar New Year holiday. Fears over the new coronavirus saw investors selling the yuan and dumping commodities, with around $400 billion wiped from the Shanghai Composite Index. The benchmark closed nearly 8% lower, the biggest one-day drop since 2015. The ticker around the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which would have shown a plunge, was shut off on Monday. Investors are bracing for volatility as the spread of the new coronavirus weighs on the world's growth outlook.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy, VOA News. In the U.S. state of Iowa, hundreds of thousands of people are casting their ballots in the state's Democratic caucus. It's the first of many state contests to challenge President Donald Trump in the fall election. AP's Julie Walker.
All weekend, Democratic presidential candidates like Elizabeth Warren.
Hello, Indianola!
And the others locked in a four-way battle with her. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg hustled across the state trying to fire up voters. Iowan Chris Brown is still undecided.
Tom Steyer and Biden. That's who I'm between right now.
But Marvin Campbell and Anthony Vizzoli say their minds are made up.
I'm going to repeat Bernie.
I think Mayor Pete would be a good candidate.
Unlike other Democratic primaries, the Iowa caucuses are essentially small local meetings where neighbors stand up to show their support for a candidate and get others to join them. I'm Julie Walker.
Britain's justice minister says the government will introduce emergency legislation to prevent convicted terrorists from automatically being released early from prison. This comes a day after police shot dead a man they say stabbed two people in South London. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for that attack. The latest attempt at an HIV vaccine has failed. Researchers say they've stopped giving the experimental shots in a major study. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The study had enrolled more than 5,400 people since 2016 in South Africa, a country with one of the world's highest HIV rates. Last month, monitors checked how the study was going, and according to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, 129 HIV infections had occurred among the vaccine recipients, compared with 123 among those given a dummy shot. Two other large studies in several countries are underway, testing a different approach to a possible HIV vaccine. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Iran media says President Hassan Rouhani is ready to cooperate with the European Union to resolve issues related to the 2015 multilateral nuclear deal. The comment came during a meeting with the European Union's top diplomat. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding evidence from the Taliban that it will lower the violence level in Afghanistan before signing a deal that will lead to peace talks. A recording of the Broadway show Hamilton is coming to U.S. movie theaters. Here's Margie Zaraletta.
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
A version of Hamilton featuring creator Lin-Manuel Miranda and the original Broadway cast will hit North American movie theaters on October 15th, 2021, according to the Walt Disney Company. The show was filmed in June of 2016 in New York. Show director Tommy Cale, who also directs the film version, says they are thrilled that fans and new audiences will get to experience what it was like on stage and in the audience. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.